conserve water today to ensure we have enough in the future. We're adjusting the sprinklers next on Western Live Radio.
Y'all might think that a day on the lake is all fun and the sun on your bum, but you, my friends, are incorrect. Today we're gonna feel the burn together while Roar gets you ready for a safe day on the lake. Not only do life jackets save your lives, but they make you look amazing. Let's get started. This first routine is an important one. You gotta zip it, gotta zip it, gotta click it, zip it, click it. Look at you, Terry.
Oh yeah, guys got it.
Fire down the boat. Wave to the boat. Scream for help. Ah! What's wrong, Terry?
I just can't swim good.
Oh, that's okay, little buddy. That's what this is for.
Oh.
Woo. Thanks to my exercise, I think you're ready for a safe day on the lake. Just remember, always wear your life jacket.
Put on your helmet. Let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Adjust your sprinklers to maximize coverage with minimal water. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners shares a few tips.
Water conservation isn't just about this year. It's about next year and the next 10 years. We don't need necessarily to just throw water around. And the biggest, by far the biggest residential use of water, it's not showering, it's not cooking, it's not the hot tub, it's landscape irrigation. And right now during this time of year, it's a great time to give your county extension agency a call and see if they are supporting a water audit, see where your water's at and see what you can do to improve it, because that's what this time of year is good for. And you'll not only save your little environment in your garden sometimes, but you're also going to save on your water bill. I should say that I've been seeing stuff on Facebook and stuff that starting to give me some indications that people are overwatering.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.